Rav, if we may, we have a question for you. Why the role of the instructor, how significant is it? And so why is it important that the invitation for the Congress will come from the instructors, and how important it is for the students? Rav, first of all, an instructor is a conduit between the upper force and the students. For the consumers, those who hear and participate. And therefore, it has to be especially through him. Who else they can listen if not for to the instructor through which you receive the method and the guidance? Therefore, I think that an instructor, a teacher, is the contact man between us and the world. And we have to rely on him, we have to trust him, and we have to drop on him this whole connection, which is from us to the general audience and from them back to us. The instructor is the conduit, is the modem through which we can succeed in correcting the world. Therefore, I highly appreciate the instructors. Perhaps you don't feel it as much, but this is truly how it is, because if not for them, our whole work will not succeed. And we succeed only to the extent that they can go out more and more to more and more broad general audiences and be instructors and connect us to the whole world. So L'chaim for our instructors and for your big success. L'chaim. Okay. We're here also because the friends are asking, and also because we feel that we're obliged to give you an update. Thank God the Creator who gives us constant opportunities for prayer. Unfortunately, due to external reasons, but we have a dear friend, a dear family, Gabi Malka, who've been through a very complicated operation, and the Creator made so that there is another complication which leaves him with a gift for an unknown period of time, and that obligates him to do a great work in order to come back to the state we know him, and that obliges the whole family to behave differently than how they behave till now, the rest of their life, and that obliges us to support them both externally and internally, to think of them so that they will have the strength, so that Gabi will be able to sleep at night. Right now he can't. So that he will be able to breathe. Now he can't really do that. So that he will be able to continue to be such special friend in our society. I can just say that for me he's a beautiful example, and perhaps the friends can add, not just what it means to hear half a word of Rav, and with that to devote your whole life, reputation and pride that you have built for so many years, over 70 years of pride, and now you put it on the table and you say, for what I have heard that needs to be done, I'm willing to sacrifice everything for its success, and I don't look not to the right, not to the left, and I am going straight, starting with the academic lessons that he had built for us, and he's a lighthouse. When you walk into his office in the university and there's a Rav lesson, you can listen to, doesn't matter who goes there, if it is the president or vice president, there are pictures of him with Rav, and that is the spirit that he transmits wherever he goes. So the time has come that we will return it all to him in our love prayers, so that everything will be fine. Yeah, our great, huge friend, Ravi, Gabi Malka, we hear what he's doing for our society constantly. New generations of university graduates, first, second degree, and you course especially for that, and many more things. I just want to give you an example. When you come to visit him after a surgery of 5 heart surgeries, not 1, not 2, not 3, not 4, 5 heart surgeries. And usually a person in that state comes and tells you how much he hurts, how much he suffers, and what is he asking about the 6th and 7th grade to receive the to graduate from the tourism school, etc., and such things, you cannot believe. That person is an example for bestowal of giving, of love, of devotion, to bring all his reputation, everything he had accumulated throughout his life for our society. And he is so concerned of our society constantly. Even if there's an example for, doesn't matter what happens to your group, to your body, but your soul remains with the group. This example is Gabi Malka. There are not enough words to express how devoted that person is to our society, and we are obliged and we must help him recover and to be healthy, to be whole, to be complete, and to continue his work and his giving and his bestowing with all the goodness and with all the intentions and with this huge soul of his, which is called Gabi Malka. Yeah, I just want to say something. Those of know who know Gabi, he loves whatever we are doing now. He hates this tension. He likes working quietly, but he who gives a gift to his friends should notify him first. And in Gabi, what troubled him the most after his heart surgery is if he can come to the desert, or he's recovering, and it's going to take a long time. And we have to accept everything the Creator is doing as good and who does good, and we have to help him and his family to see that there's none else besides him in each and every incident, and to see how the Creator is responsible for everything, and we have to support him and the Haifa group. He is one of the main axes of the Haifa group, for those of you who don't know. And let us think about our dear friend. And Rav, perhaps you can say a few words. Rav, I remember many cases where I was with him, with prime ministers, and in Paris, in different places, in Jewish organizations, and so on and so forth. He is a very devoted person to us, and he really longs to bring the wisdom of Kabbalah to the masses, to all nations, to the whole world. And what he did till now for the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah in the academy, universities, it is unprecedented. It's just him and that's it. And after his name, we have this whole enterprise of the Kabbalah wisdom in the academic world. And I'm praying from the bottom of my heart for his quick recovery, and that he will come back to us, and that he will be with us to the fullest. L'chaim for Gabi Malka. L'chaim.